5 days after protesters pulled Silent Sam to the ground, tensions rose again this weekend on the UNC Chapel Hill campus with more protests and arrests near where the Confederate statue stood. Liz Schlemmer has more.
The crowd is yelling, "Racists, go home." By midday Saturday, dozens of activists and students surrounded a few men carrying Confederate battle flags. UNC police had barricaded the pedestal that held Silent Sam less than a week ago. More than 100 people defied a request from university officials not to attend a rumored rally. One of them is Claire Mink. She's a first-year student, originally from Charlottesville, Virginia.
I'm here because I don't want this hatred on my campus, and I don't want what happened in my hometown to happen in my new hometown.
Groups of protesters clashed several times, with each other and with police. 7 arrests were made for assault, destruction of property, and for resisting arrest. The anger picked up when police took suspects away from campus.
Why are you in riot gear? We don't see no riot here!
After the arrest, things calmed down. A man carrying a Confederate flag engaged counter-protesters in debate for an hour.
This flag is a heritage. This flag represents your history.
Mike would not tell WNC his last name. When he walked away to the edge of campus, UNC student Diamond Jones approached him.
A lot of Confederate statues were built in the era of Jim Crow, so a part of it is in the oppression of Black Americans and people of color. So that was my issue a lot with the statues and Confederate flags. A lot of it was raised for oppression and not really for heritage.
And honestly, I have learned a lot since I have came here of people's views, you know, because all I knew was mine.
It was a rare moment of calm discourse on this day, and might be even more rare in the weeks to come, when a decision is made about what to do next with Silent Sam. UNC Board of Governors members and lawmakers are calling for it to be put back in the same place. After the rally, UNC Chancellor Carol Folt told reporters she would like to see it move somewhere else on campus and serve as a learning tool. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.